flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
They might be silly. They might be ridiculous. I am Team Mary Kay and Team Daryl on this. I think you are as well. The mockery of the Pro Bowl, what has become the Pro Bowl, which was already not exactly like a highfalutin event by the end. Somehow they found a way to make this more trivial and less important. And it is, we're bordering on the level of it's obnoxious and it needs to go away.
I do like that we've gotten to a spot where Mary Kay can just flat out be like, I don't know anything about it. I'm not even going to pretend to know anything about it. That's a good spot for
you
us.
You don't need to. So I'll do it if I'm bored. All right. I'll put the games on if I have literally nothing else to do. But you don't need to watch the Pro Bowl to be able to have a conversation about football.
Yeah, but you see, that what I miss is the old Pro Bowl stunk, but I could still gamble on it.
Okay, that makes sense. You can't gamble on these things?
No idea if you can or can't. I've never tried.
I kind of feel like...
In a flag football game? I'm sure we can gamble on just about anything. But I was a degenerate the first time I put money on the Pro Bowl. That's how I knew I was a degenerate. But I can't even fathom putting money on a flag football Pro Bowl event. Mac, if you can find me online on that, that would be impressive.
What was the tipping point? Because I don't remember Pro Bowls being like this when I was younger.
Well...
Like, really, I'm talking like 90s.
You mean like for when we just stopped caring about it?
No, when they stopped caring.
You're right, because here's the thing. They still, at the very end, were getting like 8 million viewers each time. The numbers were still incredible, which is, it's funny because it goes counter to the idea. Everyone's always like, well, they won't take anything away because it's worth X amount of money. This was making them a lot of money. 8 million viewers for anything is a massive number. High SEC college football games get about 5.5 million viewers per game. This was outpacing that drastically, Nick. It's just the product was so bad, and so many people were offended by it. And every single time you brought up the Pro Bowl every year, you would do this discussion. But there was enough people that they still gambled on it, and they liked it. So I don't know when it jumped the shark, though.
So we've already gotten a taste of my athletic hubris, that I believe if you gave me now 12 attempts to make a half-court shot, you're right in a row. Now, I'm not talking about like the way they do it, right? I wouldn't need a whole crowd behind me. Oh, that'd be nice at this stage, but I think I could make one out of at least 12.
I mean, I so desperately want to just take you over to Cleveland State and just have you chuck up shots and see how many it takes.
You realize how pissed you would be if I nailed it 3 in?
No.
You realize you would never live it down.
No, this is where you get this wrong constantly. You think I'm like against you in this. I'm rooting for you. Your success is my success in this scenario.
So what you're saying is if I went 0 for 12, you wouldn't rub my nose in it?
I want sports hubris to win. I just have played this game too much to know you're not going to win.
I played basketball more than you. But so you're telling me if I went 0 for 13, I wouldn't hear about it for the next year?
I seem like one to gloat, Nick?
Yes, you do. Exactly. You sound exactly like the person who would gloat.
Nothing to do on this Friday night, okay? I got a wide open window. If you want to go in, we can find a gym, we can find a rec center, we can find something, and I'll gladly. How long does it take you to shoot 12 half?
What day is it?
Hold on. What's Friday?
Yeah. What's Friday in the Wilson household?
It's pizza night.
Yeah. You think I'm missing pizza night?
He's not missing
or
pizza
delaying
night.
Pizza night? So I can prove you
night.
Wrong.
He's not missing pizza.
No, wrong.
All right, put it on. See, I don't know that I'll care about it as much on Tuesday. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like right now, you got me.
You
got
to have the want.
Right now, I'm here. I want it. Well, so the problem.
You're like the Pro Bowl over there.
When I did the 43 yarder situation after I left that show, Andy Roth, who was our boss at the time, was like, "Hey, we can take you to a field and we can go ahead and do this right now."
Yeah.
But deep down, I knew I wasn't hitting that.
Yeah.
I didn't want that embarrassment attached to myself. Deep down, I wasn't. I knew I wasn't getting there.
We're still talking about the 43-yard field goal.
And so I didn't do it. And I was like, I'll do it on my own time. I'll do it on my own time. And then if I can hit it, then we'll come back. And if not, then it is what it is. I just didn't know how bad it would go or not.
And then
I went and did it on my own time. It did not go well.
I don't need to do that. No, I don't need to. I know how well it'll go. You're just not getting me on pizza night.
I just don't think I'll care on Tuesday.
That's a you problem.
I care today.
I'll believe on Tuesday, I'll believe I can hit one of 12 shots, one of 12 attempts on a half-court shot.
You know what I'd be excited for is just where the first shot went.
Uh-huh. No, the first one's going to go to left field. The first one's
going to
end at the ballpark.
Yeah.
But the second one, it's going to be in the general vicinity. And by the third one, we're warmed up.
Now, do you want to stay past 12 or are you going to go 0 for 13 and then or 0 for 12 and just call it a day?
Well, I'm a man of commitment. I will make one of those. Unless my heart just gives out. That's entirely possible.
You're going to fake a heart attack on me?
No, I don't think there's anything fake about it. I think by like the 50th attempt as I sadly heave the ball if I've missed them, the will. I have that Hungarian iron will.
Yeah.
It's just going to keep driving me until I collapse or till I make it.
You put your hand on your knees.
It's victory or death.
I got to quit smoking.
It's victory or death. That's how us Hungarians do it. Usually death. Jake, though, is going to walk us through these Pro Bowl games.
Like a gladiator, victory or death.
We're Hungarian gladiators. That's what we do. We gladiate. But
Gladiator in the games? Can we play Gladiator?
Ooh, American Gladiators with NFL players?
That show was awesome.
It was the steroids.
Yeah, steroids helped a lot of things.
And the singlets. I think that brought some ladies to the party.
Baseball, American Gladiators. Has steroids been a positive in America?
216-474-0092.
We did watch a video about that in high school.
So as these games are stupid and trivial, as I am in a moment of athletic hubris, we're going to welcome in Jake Murren, the Assassin's Apprentice. He's going to throw some of the Pro Bowl events by us. We're going to say whether we think we would excel at them or whether it's just not our bag, baby. What do you got there, Jake?
Yeah, the first one that we saw last night was passing the test where quarterbacks try to hit various targets at different distances around the field worth different point values, and they also introduced trivia into this competition last night. Of course, Myles Garrett answering questions for Russell Wilson gave him 50 extra seconds in the competition because he got all the questions.
It's
right.
Made of pigskin, and you throw it in the game of football.
Oh,
What's it called?
Oh, come on.
Is it a football? Ding, ding, ding. He got it right. Who would have seen that coming?
Matt, pull the questions that Myles Garrett
Don't
answered, and then we're going to ask him the questions coming up at some point later on in the show.
I'm going to remember them from earlier. All right, what do you have?
Yeah, so that's the challenge. It's called passing the test. Would you guys be good at this throwing the football type challenge?
All right.
I mean, I would hope we'd be good at the quiz part of it.
Within 15 yards, I could do it.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I like your sports hubris is coming down.
I almost said 50 years ago. 20 years ago, you could extend that out to 30 to 35 yards, and I would do well. My arm stopped working when it came to throwing a football.
Yeah.
It just did. And so...
So it's going to help with the basketball at half court?
No. Those are two different motions. Come on, Jonathan.
Oh, I thought you're basically like one arm heaving this. Are you not?
No, it's a full body. It's now I got to... It's one of...
Yeah, one of the...
it's like a shot put.
Keith, go ahead and pull that.
Little twinkle toes there.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think a 350-pound man could move like that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. By the way, thank you for not describing that for the people listening. I think they heard it, and they... You can surmise. All right.
You did it in like a second.
Yeah, I did.
That was like a pit stop. That was very quick.
Yeah. Yeah, the body is not forgotten. Shot put. All right? That's basically what this is.
By the way, we could hear you the entire time. Don't worry.
You could hear the movement.
We could hear you.
You could hear the waves.
You did talk as you did it. All right, go ahead, Jax. Jake.
What's more embarrassing?
Right, I can't see him. At least I can't even see him.
If you kept the targets within 15 yards, I could pass the test. How about you, JP?
Yeah, well, are the targets just like all throughout?
Yeah, and they're moving.
I used to have a good aim. I could be a little accurate for 15 yards.
Yeah,
I'm pretty confident I could beat you.
You're profiling.
What are you doing here on Friday night?
And this is what happens.
What are you doing here on Friday night?
Every week, it's just some new, really pathetic test of feet or test of...
Am I comparing myself to one of the NFL Pro Bowl quarterbacks, or am I comparing myself to Nick in this?
I'll tell you right now, I am sweating bullets at the best bowler to come out of your high school. Yeah. Yeah, usually bowlers kick football players' ass all the time. Yeah, that's how that goes.
One of us got a scholarship and one of us didn't.
I was also in the band. What else do you have, Jake?
We have satisfying catches in the Pro Bowl games.
Take me out of this one.
What is it?
Satisfying catches. It's an obstacle course challenge. There are four different stages.
Is this the one with the Mickey Mouse gloves?
Yes, one of them you have to wear mascot hands while attempting to catch a ball from a jugs machine 21 feet away.
No. Yeah, I'm not doing well with that.
No, not even close. That's where I end up with, because you know that happened to Stuart Scott, right? That's how his eye, he had a lazy eye because he got hit in the eye with a jugs machine ball. And
I have heard that story.
That's me. I'll look like full Shawn Michaels if I get in front of that bad boy. I pass. What else you got there, bud?
We have the big spike, which we also saw last night with Joel Bitonio participating in. You just step up and spike a ball into a platform, see how hard you can spike the ball.
I wouldn't want to.
How did Joel do?
I thought he was like swinging a hammer or something. He just spiked a football?
He spiked a football into a little platform, and it measured how hard he had spiked the ball.
Yeah, it sounds lame.
I mean, I would dominate this because I have inertia like you wouldn't believe, but no, I wouldn't want to do this. Look like a jerk. Joel looked great. I mean, he was, what an athlete. But me, no, not at all. That's just dumb. I don't want to do that.
Three rounds of a relay race.
Hey, you know the answer.
I'm back on the treadmill these days. I think I could do all right. Again, who are we racing against, though? Am I going against you?
No,
or am I going against, who am I going against here?
No. You're just running. I don't think you could
what do
run
you think a treadmill is?
If it was just you versus air, I don't think you could run
a
relay race.
That's me on the treadmill every day.
No. You walk on the treadmill.
No, I run on the treadmill.
How fast do you run? Are you level three? You level four?
I do a 5.5.
Oh, wow.
At one incline. That's
talking
my
downtown.
Run. And the fact that I had those numbers probably tells you it actually does happen. So here we are. Yeah. Hey, come on, I could run.
Katie wants in on this.
Wait. How?
I know, that's fine. You don't need them. We're just talking. Katie? You could do the relay race?
Oh, yeah, I want in on the relay race. Right, I am the captain of the relay race team.
Peterlin versus Katie in the relay race.
No, she'd smoke me there. But if we got to go back to the idea. You don't even think I could run. You know how long a relay race is?
How long?
Two blocks? What are we doing? How long is a relay race?
In the Pro Bowl games, they're 40 yards.
40 yards?
Yeah, you don't think I can run 40 yards?
40 yards? That's not a real relay race.
We can do this one, Nick.
That's not, I was thinking Olympic side. I was thinking around the track. That's... 40-yard relay race? What a bunch of cowards.
Well, each person runs 40 yards.
Yeah, that's a fat person's understanding of a relay race. All right, that's enough of that.
Nick gets through 10 yards. Hey, who's next? Who's got next?
Wait, I thought you said we combined for 40 yards. The lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.